It's the first decision of the International Criminal Court, which, as you know, is beginning to play a major role in world politics and in how we solve our problems, etc. So it's the first decision. And it's also the first decision by the court on child soldiers. And it sets the frame. It sets the jurisprudence. It also sets the standard. And it'll serve as a deterrent, I have no doubt about it, around the world. It's now set in stone. Nobody can recruit children. And that, I think, is very important.
And what can you tell us about Lubanga, about the crimes that he was convicted of? Are there any other atrocities that were committed or that he forced children to commit?
Well, there were other atrocities that people say he committed, such as sexual violence, etc. But the court only charged this particular crime. And basically, he was accused of first of recruiting children, of going house to house, telling people they can either give a cow or give a child, or that kind of thing, and taking children forcibly in some cases, and recruiting them. There's so much evidence of him addressing these child soldiers. I mean, there was just so much evidence to convict him. It's first time also that the court will be giving reparations for child soldiers, and that also is a very important thing.
And Ms. Kumaraswamy, you're coming to the end of your time as the Special Representative for Children and Armed Conflict. Leaving at this moment must be a very high point for you.
Well, I think, you know, the Lubanga judgment, the Security Council action over the past few years, and the Myanmar action plan that I signed also give me a sense of some measure of closure to a lot of things we have been fighting for the last 5-6 years. And I must say that when I look back, I see that when I took office, the 1612 process of the Security Council, it had just been passed the year before. And so I think we have managed in the last 6 years to consolidate this. And this is basically dealing with grave violations against children. What is possible, what cannot be done against children in warfare, and holding people to account for that. I think 10 years ago, very few people were aware of this issue, or it was not something that important. Along with civil society partners, UN agencies, we have now made this one of the big issues of international discourse. And with the Security Council also stepping up to the plate. So I hope and I know my successor will move it further, but it is good to see that there is now a strong constituency in support of this mandate, and we hope that will continue.